Hello, Sierra Leoneans. This is Dr. Sylvia Olanka Blyden coming to na in my ongoing audio series. And this is audio number 003, where are the release on August 25, 2020. When I go recall, say, now yesterday, I mean, say at the release, audio 003. But because I want the audio, yeah, for last with very good quality throughout the generations yet unborn, for one day come and listen to waiting Dr. Blyden when they talk, I want the quality of the audio for be very, very good. So yesterday, the kind rain we made for them, I mean the echo, bad one, and I mean need for do the audio recording where it not will get that kind of echo sound in there. So today I don't do some adjustments and I go able for do the recording without the echoes then there. Now, as usual, I go start with brief clarifications of pertinent issues where they affect the nation. But I go ignore all them personal attacks, including the utter rubbish that me grandpa Solomon A.J. Pratt now sell the railway. The one that way they put out that nonsense day, they know how much I love me grandfather. They know how much I cherish me family. So then they do this for distract me. But I will not be distracted because I am a leader. And at times of crisis, when a nation they face crossroads, now that same day, the country they able identify leadership materials. People who can be resilient and not be shaken or distracted. People who are brave enough to speak the truth that will make the general community benefit, even at personal expense to themselves. These are the moments where a nation they identify their leaders. And I am being identified. And I know what they say. They resonate with a lot of people. So I continue without being distracted. But let me just say, like I don't tell them, I say I plan over 100 audios. In fact, I make maybe up to 1,000 audios what I get for they do in this dialogue, because I'm going to be talking to Sierra Leoneans them. And my team, they already set up a multiple platform dissemination, which is not just on WhatsApp, but as much platform dissemination as possible. So during one of their future audios in day, I go make time for explain to the people then how the railway sell, how the then finance minister Dr. Mohamed Sori Fona, how he mislead Shaka Stevens, how then get me grandpa for be removed from the cabinet for selfish reasons on them part. I get the World Bank documents then all where they show who that then really are the people that will sell railway. Because you see, so unfortunate me grandpa not me even then at the cabinet where the decision was taken to sell the Sierra Leone Railway. And it was deliberate because they may not save me grandpa in that cabinet where they don't go plan for sell Saloon Railway. My grandpa with an experience as a former general manager of railway in the 60s, me for put a stop to that, and my grandpa was very convincing. So they knew they had to get him out of the cabinet for me they would sell the railway. So now, so then take, convince Shaka Stevens, he pulled me grandpa in the cabinet, he listened to Dr. Mohamed Sori Fona and the others, then sell the railway. After that, done, then bring me grandpa come back to the cabinet after 2 years. People then need for know this, and I go reveal them. I have all the documents where they show who that then sell this railway. But then they do this, talk about railway, forget me, distracted. I will not be distracted for now, for today. But in the future, We're going to examine the APC of the 70s, the APC of the 60s, and so much more. So that, because if you don't know how you come out, you don't know how you they go. If the APC don't know how they come out, so God, the APC not going to know how they go. So now just stand by and no say, in a future audio, I will address this issue of the railway. But for today, I'm not going to be distracted. For today, I'm only going to focus on clarifying issues we get for do with the issue within the ground right now. So let me start first of all by clarifying. I listened to one audio where they say, them we not like what they are talk, then go tell the judiciary, the court say, me they talk when me get court case. Oh, now I'm going to watch the court case for Donna Miede. I'm going to make her in jail. Anyway, just for clarify, the order of the court is that I'm not for talk about the substance of the case where they front the court. In other words, what they charge me for, where they front the court. Nine, they don't want me for talk about. But no court, no issue, no order. Say Sylvia not for talk na social media. And Sylvia Olainga Blyden get for the talk na social media. When I prepare on the minds, nobody's gonna stop me. This is an ongoing correspondence with the people of Sierra Leone. The second point here for do with that same lawyer, women come with that knack talk. I made to understand now, say, well, me for pay money to knack. Now for that make, but Usmayan Sane no invite me for attend the knack meeting. And it seems for them mislead a lot of people. So let clarify. There is no such thing with a NAC member for pay money to NAC before he be able to enter NAC. No. I don't know why he has misled people in that way. Me na fully paid up member of the All People's Congress. And not they ever delay for payment dues. Secondly, any time where the APC need money, where they send a message out, as long as I receive that message, I donate to the party. So I am in no controversy with the party where it comes to finances or it comes to money. I don't owe no money to NAC. The reason why NAC decides, say, they don't want me for the attend the meeting or payansane, because one or two NAC people, they don't call me, say, they don't mix and they refusal to invite me to the meeting. But whatever that is, we make payans and they not call me for attend and witness a NAC meeting. I believe say it very similar to what he makes Shaka Stevens pull Solomon Pratt the cabinet for please MS Fona and the others that attended. I believe say for the same reason make payans and they and the one they will take that decision they say make cannot attend the current NAC meetings then. Because they get something with them one plan, where they know, say, like how with Solomon Pratt, me in a cabinet with Shaka Stevens, I mean, for make sure say they don't sell that railway. Now, the same way, they don't say if me then a knack, where then they talk, thing we're not good for APC, I mean, for make sure say a highlight, say then thing are not good for APC. Now, for that, make them say, Lord, not call ourself. Because otherwise, why would they not invite me to attend that? And even if they take a decision, say, Sylvia, now we've been saying, well, we'll not say again. Therefore, tell me. Say, Sylvia, for so, so and so reasons, now we've been saying, we'll not say again. Before that, then go to a secret NAC meeting for me cannot attend. So that clarifies, no own no money to NAC. The decision of Payansane not for call me for attend the NAC meeting, now one grain, and the other one, then I then go get for tell the people them. When the time reach, the next clarification, the press statement. I don't tell people them and I they repeat them. If anybody can produce any press statement where APC issue with somebody in name or somebody in signature type under, una show me. As soon as show me, so na me the go little na grow na hold them pad and foot. Say I beg, oh, I don't talk wrong. that they make this challenge because I know say they never did so. And I know why they not sign their name, nobody not put in name there, nobody not put in signature there, then type one paper with them, they pass with my social media. Dear on, I look at that paper there. Name there? No. Signature there? No. Why don't they pass in Sheba until now? My challenge stands. If anybody can produce any press statement with this APC executive led by Dr. Anes Baikoroma issue, the term where they hold me and where APC person authorized sign under a name or in signature, when I produce them, I know why they not do them. And we go reach that side there, but not for today. Now they go for small. The next clarification, I see some of my senior APC comrades then, and they share one piece by Ambassador John Lee. First of all, I clarify to people then, this man when they call John Lee, when I put him before me today, you see now John Lee, this, I know Sabian. If he tall, if he short, I know Sabian. If he voice big, if he voice small, I know Sabian. I know Sabi this man. I know one day talk to this man. This man in whole problem with Dr. Sylvia Blyden, which is spark up tremendously. Now, the SAPP convention of 2005, and I use this because I want to bring in another issue. I want to use this clarification for bringing another issue. In 2005, for one of the young one them, this was 15 years ago, around the same time, 15 years ago, both the APC and the SLPP hold the convention the exact same time. APC hold the convention at Potloko, SLPP hold the convention at Makeni for go choose the flag bearer candidates for the 2007 elections. The APC convention was in Potloko. The SLPP convention the same days was in Makeni. I was then a practicing journalist. And me, they lead the publishing team of the Awareness Times newspaper. I split my team into two. When I listen carefully, my brothers and my sisters, I led the team to cover the APC convention in Potloko. You would imagine that me as the leader, I forgo side the government, which was the governing SLPP party. But no, I don't mass me foot at the SLPP then convention. I had no interest in it. All my interest was in the APC convention in Potloko. So I split the team into two. Me personally lead the team of journalists then from Awareness Times. We cover the APC convention in Potloko. Then me editor at the time, named Sayo Kamala, now he lead the team, followed by David Jabati, when are the current editor of Exclusive Newspaper. That in the David was the sub-editor, now Awareness Times Newspaper. So David Jabati as the sub-editor, and Sayo Kamala as the editor of Awareness Times, they moved to Makeni for cover the government SAPP then convention. Me and Abubakar Munu, another journalist now we attached with civil society. Me and Abubakar Munu, I say, Abubakar, you accompany me, we go Potloko. So I was in Potloko the entire APC convention. Sayo Kamara and Jabati, then Dana Makeni for SAPP convention. I know, and I repeat this point again. I know ever in my life attend a single SAPP meeting or an SLPP convention. Never in my life. Me not to SLPP. Me na APC Peking. And I went in 2005 with Abubakar Munu. We went to Potloko for cover the APC convention. So me not know what thing happened. Na Makeni with SLPP then business. Sayo and David Jabati, where convention done, then come with a story in Awareness Times. With photographs. That's in the Awareness Times. I win the top newspaper for photographs because so Oma men get digital cameras. We can always get photographs. So then come with them, boku photos then from the SLPP convention. Myself come up Potloko, I come with boku of me photos then what I take now the Potloko convention. In fact, all them for to the one that they see right on social media for that potluck or convention. Let me take them. Because at that time, let me one way me get digital camera we also connected to the media around APC circles. And they challenge you on that. All them photos. That photo when I see Victor Foy wear braces, he wear one hat, na a big hat. Let me take that photo there. That photo say Anes Baikoma they accept in election in endorsement as chairman and leader. Let me take that photo there. That photo usai both school Ibrahim Bundu Kemo Sise then Timap then posed by the step na the Baibure Hall. Let me take that photo there. All the APC convention photo the one that they see 2005, 15 years ago. Let me see if you're lying blind. Let me take them. Now, Sayo then come with them photos from McKinney. Then photo and then story where they choose. Then say this man when they call John Lee, he boss cry when nobody no nominator or second in nomination for be presidential candidate. And Sayo then snap and where they cry. So then publish this photo outside this man they cry. Me know that they may not see. Now the story where they write. But just because now me, that the associated owner, publisher of Awareness Times, especially that particular time day, John Lee, na pa me the man pounds. He begin cause me all kind cause. He begin cause the Bobo then all kind cause. He they cause Sayo, then one other gentleman, when they call Theophilus Bender, he was then the deputy editor of Awareness Times newspaper. Theophilus answer in the John Lee. Now they begin cause themselves. But any way then they cause, John Lee they bring me name kind inside. Now the problem that with John Lee. All the other talk the way he see talk. So now distraction. I not sabi this man one day in my life. I not one day talk to this man one day in my life. This man say 1997, me them Monrovia come out day for go meet him for talk to Anna Washington DC. Completely rubbish. I left Sierra Leone as I done medical school. In November 1996, the people then pay for me a fly go America. For go take me American medical boards. From that 1996, they are not come to America. Throughout the entire 1997, I didn't America. I not come out in America. So waiting John Lee they talk so now rubbish. Further of in rubbish, it's in 1996 in Simina one party, Young People's Party, we meet the leader for contest elections. Ladies and gentlemen, 1996. There was no Young People's Party. Young People's Party was formed by us, financed by me, forget young people then for contest as youth them away from the bullet, but you getting political power through the ballot box. That's the war just done. We were formed the Young People's Party. That was our dream. So we then make young man know, say, you can get power by convincing you company young man for vote for you, rather than for going to bush you old gun. That was the inspiration for the Young People's Party. Forget the young people, then forget involved in politics. Now me finance a lot of the Young People's Party activities. But that was in 2001, and we get to final registration in 2002. So if John Lee, they tell you now that rubbish, say 1996, we meet the medical school. In see me with white people, don't know the kind of mortal man we want to deal with. Now, having discussed John Lee, let's discuss this allegation. Say, me na me NRM, but I fall out with NRM. Ladies and gentlemen, the group where they call themselves NRM, I don't ever meet them as an entity. In fact, now one grandpa they asabi, they call him Usman Bikal. And I know him from the days when he was student union president in Adams. All the other one them, my family, I not sabi them. I don't want them meet them. I don't want to engage them in any form of communication. In fact, after I meet with NAC Don last year, I send a message to the NRMC. I don't discuss with NAC, and something they were sensitive. Where I want to discuss with Una for the good of the party APC. They balance me. They don't agree with me. So I have never met these guys as an entity. But let me tell you something also very interesting about this NRM grouping. Una all go recall. Some man go don't forget. But let me remind Una back. In 2018, after the elections of His Excellency President Julius Maada Bio, now me this Sylvia Blyden, we use a constitutional tool, what they call a Supreme Court petition, for challenge the election of Julius Maada Bio of the SLPP as the president of Sierra Leone. People, they don't forget. I dragged Julius Maada Bio, the Sierra Leone People's Party, the National Electoral Commission, and Ufa Ali Conte, four people. I dragged them to the Supreme Court in a petition I wrote in my capacity as a Sierra Leonean who voted. I tell President Julius Maada Bio as the SLPP candidate. I tell the SLPP as a political party. I tell Ufa Ali Conte in incapacity as head of NEC, and I tell even the NEC going to Supreme Court. Because I know what in the law say about how you conduct elections, and they don't follow that law. I know what in the law say about how you count votes, and they don't count votes that way. The voter register where they say they use. That voter register day, I know what I know about that voter register day when I do my comparison. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, 1 plus 1 are 2. 2 plus 2 now 4. 4 plus 4 now 8. It's we all know. If Ufa Ali, inside the statistical analysis the way in they do, especially with campaign side the way he say, in disqualify certain areas, 1 plus 1 are 7. Torah. 2 plus 2 now 19. So that may not make no sense. So I take all my time, I do my statistical analysis. I look at the legal issue, what in the law say. I look at the voter register and other pertinent issues, including the violence against some of the APC supporters. Them, I get sworn affidavits from people that will sustain violence, especially in the southeast, at the hands of the then opposition SLPP. So I took all this bundle of documents. I go to the Supreme Court as an individual. Now, would that now the first person then will condemn me because I go to Supreme Court? Ladies and gentlemen, you'll be surprised. It was not the SLPP. It was not President Bio. It was not Ufa Ali Conte. It was not NEC will condemn me for going to Supreme Court. When I know that first condemn me, then people are where they call themselves NRM. Now they first go on television. I was shocked that night. I said, don't know me host. I didn't watch them. Then they caught me because I go to Supreme Court. Because I challenged the elections. They were there on television. Then they blasted Dr. Sylvia Blyden. What you go do in the Supreme Court? What you go do there? These are the NRM. Questioning me. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, the petition I took to the Supreme Court, I believe that it is so watertight, that it is of a stronger legal foundation than the election petition where overturned the elections in Kenya. I believe same petition at the Supreme Court, it is stronger than the one where overturned the election in Malawi. I decide for use constitutional tools for challenge the election of Julius Maada Bio for becoming His Excellency the President of Sierra Leone. I did that. And who opposed me? The NRM. So ladies and gentlemen, I don't have any connection with the NRM. I know one day get connection with them, I don't get business with them. It's just that certain areas then they were then they call for. Right thinking members of the APC also shared some of them concerns then they. Now, I see something else about how Mid Afraid Commission of Inquiry white paper. So I go address that issue there, but before I do that, I want to now for listen to an audio we come on from the APC Secretariat last week as a reaction, a response to that my first audio 001. This now an audio we come on from a young man we are fit for burner. A big forum far, 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 far away. Then they call her Evangelist Samson. I want to make a listen at a 17-minute audio a poll. But what they do, they take small, small part of the relevant areas, about 3 minutes, and they can play on for one. I want to play and done. Then I proceed now for continue with this audio, round up on them, and then ask them for prepare for audio number 004. But for now, let me listen Evangelist Samson from the Alhaji Dr. Usman Yansanen-led Secretariat of the All People's Congress.
These are the voice of Evangelist Samson, the young man who stands for the truth, the young man who stands for letting people to enjoy the benefits where the APC don't left, and also now the young man this way stand for protect each and every Sierra Leonean. Before we leave, let's forget to all, let us also not this dunya. As today, na Thursday, the 20th of August, 2020, I want to take my time this wonderful day for respond to Dr. Sylvia Olaika Bladen, a NAC member for the whole people. Because not to read and deceive. And people know, say whenever press release come up from the party, we know we can share her, especially with the Johnson and the social media. And people can see Evangelist Samson, they share all press release where they come up from the APC. Because normally they can post that to me as me, a member of the World People's Congress, and also chairman for APC social media group. So I make sure say everybody gets her. And here we. Now I go straight to the point. Dr. Sylvia Olaika Bladen now, a woman who I get respect for, and a woman who I admire a lot. Even up to now, past yesterday, that mistake we do. Because I will take a certain mistake. And me will explain the reasons what he make Dr. Sylvia Olaika Bladen they do them things in there. One, we all know say that somebody they seek attention. So you can pull anything for any particular or for any receive call. If not your attention they seek, it might be, according to the understanding I get, you want for trouble, go out, for go for medication. And we all know this government. We want to leave this country, go in another country. Because we know so they can have power and block all ministers then. When they be open to Dr. Mbakuma, deputy ministers. Then block them. Even to the ambassadors and other people there. Most of them know the trouble. Any one of them will see the trouble, they go out and come. Watch that person, they kill it. If you know they work with the SLPP, they give the SLPP the information. If you know they give the information, they criticize the APC. That's all. And we all know the SLPP. We want to get laid under there. Or you want for the trouble. You want for the enjoy. You know how let the white paper call you. You know how let them hold in a CID. You know how let them lock you. Just cause an escoma or just criticize her. As you do that, they help for share your deal. Or if you're going to read it, glad you're the first time for listening. Because there are people that they like. And as Sylvia back don't do that. We'll not just watch this. This month or next month, maybe we say the trouble will go out for go for a medication. Because in back, you want to only open for let go. So what he get for do? He get for attack on us. Now that make way yesterday because people for listening, are they by audio now? Just in audio, I get and say, are they by yourself for pull back mother? Because I work for Dr. Ernest Bakuma. And anything waiting I say concerning the APC comrades then, I go make sure say the big one that they listening now. Because that make we did it. And now we there for talk. And it's come on, I just chairman and leader of the World People's Congress. In your role where they play. And the cat will go for a medication. You can go mommy, no problem. Like we said, the APC, they were ready for BIA. We don't have one on. We APC. Now that we did nothing on the pool, we did nothing. This way. So, but they let now, just watch them. But all the time, we show APC get for kind of power. So, they afraid for camp. Because where some of we get for there. So, say some of we will not get for get work quick. Now, for begin friend, all the one, they will be the cause APC. What they be the create problem. What they be the fitness coma. Now, they begin friend, they begin getting 50 dozen at the waste. For them big full business, what they do? We know the kilo, but some of them flag a good way so that they get sense. Because instead of all come and fight, you don't benefit past some of them. We for cost. Now we for the talks and it's going to turn.
Now, my fellow Sierra Leoneans and especially APC comrades, when I don't listen this young man, Evangelist Samson, as I tell you now, this is not a young man where I fit for Bonham. He small past me far, 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 far away. A fit for born this young man. But when I hear what they talk, when I hear in language, and you know, all go agree with me, say, from where I begin do my audios, I no cost nobody. I no use insulting language, but nobody. I just tell them, I'm gonna say, good do. On a continued presence na the helm of leadership, they reverse the party and they reverse the country in democracy. Yeah, that's what I say. And of course, nobody. But when I listen this small bubble, where the senator can curse me, this bubble, if first of all, he identifies himself. He said he is the recognized chairman for the APC social media groups. And he correct. Because that's so we all na the party don't recognize them. Say they work na the secretariat. And even when the secretariat mean they set up media teams them, they recognize and then put his name down as the chairman for the APC social media groups. Then this young man, he not only talk say he na the chairman for APC social media groups. He said no audio not they were in the pool. When they talk about an APC comrade, where Ernest Bai Koroma and the other big one them, not they listen and force and endorse them. In fact, they say in Ernest Bai Koroma, they work for. All them are in audio. Then we don't tell you now all this information. Say before you pull audio, the big one and the listener, his exact words. He said the big one and they listen the audio first. We want to talk about APC passing. In the room, it's the big one and the party. Then they listen the audio first. When they don't listen, and then they tell and say, go ahead. Which means all them cause here we can cause me so. The big one and the party, and Ernest Bai Koroma, where he say in the work for. If they don't agree with waiting this Bobo Evangelist Samson talk, then we don't tell and say, go back na the media. Let you go correct. Let you nonsense when you talk about Sylvia. Say now we send you for go cause that woman. Go back na the media. They go retract and say, not to we send you. This you nonsense when you talk about that woman. Now for you one grain you talk her, not for the APC leadership. But from where this young man issued this audio, almost 1 week now, I will say, because today don't be like 6 days from Thursday we issued this audio. From where this young man issued this audio, nobody not caution him and tell him, say what you they do wrong. And I can use this as an example for showing now why I make a say. And it's by Koroma, Usman Yansane, Uncle Minkailu, Elizabeth Mans, by Mahmoud. The entire leadership right now get question mark. So when October 15, 2020 reach, when the tenure they done, then for pack and go. You see, I not say them for go now. At the alarm one time say, una tenure, una legitimacy, the end, October 15. So this una weak leadership where they affect the APC, October 15, good do. Now that's my message. October 15, this weak leadership, good do. But because I talk that, then send this Bobo now, for can't throw the following words there at me. First of all, right now in this day and age, we get gender sensitivity. Some words then they will not use against women, because then they take and the world they take and say, you know, respect, say woman get right for get a voice. So if you they go tell a woman, say, what he make, if they take an opinion in public, now because you want to make man call on the phone, now because the woman wants attention, they want phone call. Now the worst thing you they do in this day and age of empowerment of the woman. So whosoever listen where Evangelist Samson saying they talk on behalf of Ernest Bai Koroma, where he's in the work for and Usmani and Sane, they must cross their mind and say, what type of party is this? Well, because a woman expressing your opinion, that woman then now is being denigrated. Now the attention you want, when I'm not submissive, I want me the man call on her phone. Then he go further, he then insult me health. He say me sick. Because me sick, me want travel for go for medical. Now he make me want open lane so that the SFPP go allow me for travel for this sick one get. This is somebody speaking on behalf of the APC secretariat. He go further, he say me the Fred White paper from that commission of inquiry. Well, believe say we all may listen. When I take on the commission of inquiry, I go there, I expose all the government the lie witness there. I defend myself efficiently. I no feel say that white paper did anything there for commander wage for Fred. Now for that man, if I mean at one point where they say let them pull this white paper, then we done with this talk. So for this young man, for the come up from the APC secretariat, they talk, say, Sylvia, the Fred White paper, and for that make it talk, in opinion, in public, it is sad. He go further back, he say, me the Fred, for me they not lock me up in CID. He said, because me the Fred, me they not lock me up in CID, and I make me, they do, he refer to, I say, me the attack at this by coma. Ladies and gentlemen, what you are telling is by coma privately, which I mean an incident. It was part of what he talks on the public. He knows my views. He knows I don't want him there as chairman and leader because they spoil the party where they're there as chairman and leader. You know, they add no value to the party as chairman and leader. And they tell him to his face. So not to foresee what they call attack. This is a small one. The one where they tell him to his face, if someone from Nigeria and I go wonder. And they do me duty as an APC comrade and a Sierra Leonean citizen. And when I don't tell somebody certain things, they reach a stage where you care for bingo now. Let the other APC comrades and the Yeri, so more of them they understand, say yes, some of who they tell this man privately, say let it pack and go. But the worst part of Evangelist Samson in the way, now they can use that as an example for show now why, and it's by Kuma, Yansane, they all forgo. They forgo. Quick. Come out at that executive day. October 15th. Therefore, come out as executive members. They are no longer competent for this modern day age of democracy. They're not competent to. And they can't show now why. And they can't use this same Evangelist Samson audio for show now why these people have to go. Evangelist Samson pull audio in this day and age at a time like this. If they promise violence. He said, after APC win election, in the promise violence, we get for happen to people then like me. He even go in the describe the violence. He said, then get for turn winner with Botox and give with 50 lashes. Say then get for go face. Say they don't want to work quick. They don't work now for the go and fend we women. They oppose and criticize Anes by Kuma. Son will waste them and give we 50-50 lashes now with Botox. Violence from the APC secretariat to the public at a time like this. And in the same audio way they promise the violence, in the same audio they tell we say, not in the way they talk, we concern APC comrades, we Anes by Kuma and the other big one there, we saying they work for, they know they endorse and force. This young man don't talk this word now. Now the 5 to 6 days this. We know Yeripa Yansane, Ernest, Minkailu, Lizmans, Bai Mahmood, or any of the whole ballet lot come out for condemn Evangelist Samson. Say, disassociate the APC with immediate effect from your publicly uttered threats of violence. This young man tell we, who I be? Who I they work for? Then he go ahead. It only cost me in this day and age. He cost woman, then can cost them. They insult me that kind of way. Then they. You go ahead and talk, say, when I don't plan violence, where APC win? Now for Fenkin, they go and beat people, then they Botox. You don't even say one cut. You say 50 lashes. Listen to him. 50 lashes. Now, comrades, all of the APC. Comrades, all of the APC, does our party deserve this? Do we deserve this from this leadership? Comrades, all, now look Umar with Napoleon Koroma of the SLPP. When Denzef Young, so-called chairman of the grassroots, they make violence threats. Quick one, you don't see the danger ahead. Say, in this day and age of modern times, he has to act fast and disassociate Denzef from this violence threat. Payansane, no condemnation. On a CY maker, see them people here, they don't serve we in the past, but they have no new ideas for bring camp. Rather than that, then they expose we. The APC, 11 years within our power, you can't associate APC with the kind of violence now, where they happen. But when you have people like Evangelist Samson going out and saying the things the way they say, and nobody can come out to say, Evangelist Samson, go back and retract that you nonsense, that you gender-based insult against the woman. That you nonsense. That you curse where you curse Dr. Sylvia Blyden. That you nonsense where you say, una therefore go violently give people the 50 lashes na them buttocks. Go back na the social media. Retract them. Disassociate the APC from her with immediate effect. Nobody has done that. Because the current leadership of the APC is unfit for purpose. They don't serve we well in the past. But right now, as then they so right now, efficiency, competency, it is not there. Then, you see, when they come out and begin cause me, say me the afraid white paper, like say me get some kind of corruption, something while they're afraid, me no vex. Because me, I get game spirit. This political game, you forget game spirit. So me, I no vex. I take kind of stride. I know say I'm not corrupt. But when I drop small hints no more, but somebody in Exim Bank, in Indian Exim Bank scandal, but somebody in international money laundering scandal, you see them begin jump. Hell, me no vex. Evangelist Samson can say me corrupt, me the afraid white paper. Why is somebody for vex if I pull hint? I hint somehow pull oh. Comrades all, fellow Sierra Leoneans, this is the end of audio 003. Stand by for audio 004 that will be released within the next 24 hours. Let God bless we all.